Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who does the tithe belong to? Said out loud, the tithe is the Lord's. Now what is a tithe?
Tenth.
10% of your increase. The tenth is the Lord's. The tenth belongs to the Lord. Now we said last Sunday, you got to get this settled. If it's His, it's not yours. If it's yours, it's not His. This is a big deal. Getting this settled is one of the biggest deals on the whole subject. If it's His, then it is not yours to do with as you see fit. It is not yours to borrow from Him and spend on something and try to pay Him back later. None of that stuff to give it to Him if you want to and you don't if you won't. No, if it's His, it's His. And for you to take it and do something else with it, He calls it robbing Him. Right? And we, Phyllis and I, you know, like I told you in years past, early on, we played with this. First of all, didn't tithe at all. I mean, I grew up in church. And it just wasn't emphasized. People put nickels and dimes and quarters and dollars in the offering plate. And it was just kind of a something you did when the plate passed. I don't believe in that. The offerings of the Lord are holy. Amen. And we went through numerous things already seeing that you're not supposed to bring something broke. You're not supposed to bring just token stuff. It's supposed to mean something to you. It's supposed to have value to you, right? You hold it up before the Lord. But say it out loud one more time. The tithe
is the Lord's.
It's His. If it's His, it's not yours. But now, go back, if you would, to Numbers. One of the first places that you see instructions about the tithe. And like we said, we believe the Holy Spirit's going to lead us in line with what He's already said. He doesn't change. We're looking at scriptural instruction and we're looking at scriptural precedent. And we're to take all of this in light of love, faith, and being led. Numbers 18. Are you there? This whole passage is the Lord talking to Aaron and his sons and Levi and his brethren. And they were charged to do all the service of the tabernacle. Aaron and his sons were priests. And the Levites, they were charged with hauling all of the instruments of the tabernacle and setting up of the tabernacle and taking it down. How many believe that all these manual things are important? And they're not just natural things, they're spiritual. Right? The Levites were looked up to. They were regarded as holy. They were respected and they were supported. Everybody who vacuumed this carpet, everybody who cleaned off a seat, everybody who did anything in the things of the Lord, this is comparable to the work of the Levites. And it is important. It is holy. It is not to be considered small. He said concerning them in verse 8, He says, I've given you the charge of my heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto you have I given them by reason of the anointing. By reason of what?
Anointing.
The anointing. This shall be yours of the most holy things, reserved from fire every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, every sin offering of theirs, every trespass offering of theirs. He goes on to say, verse 11, this is yours, and he mentions the list. Verse 12, all the best of the oil, the best of the wine, the first fruits of them, whatever's first ripe in the land. Verse 14, everything devoted in Israel shall be yours. He goes on. You begin to get the picture. They were extremely well paid. And what determined who did this? He said it was determined not just by somebody's election, it was by the anointing. How do we know somebody's in a ministry? Fivefold or helps. It's by the anointing that qualifies them for that. No amount of school, did you hear me, will qualify you for that. Now you should study. People electing you won't qualify you. Only the anointing qualifies you for these things. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now skip on down. Verse 24. The tithes, the what? Tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Verse 25, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, thus speak to the Levites and say, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes, which I've given you from them for their inheritance, then you'll offer up a heave offering of it for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithe. Verse 28, you'll offer of all your tithes which you receive, you'll give the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. In other words, the tithes went to the Levites, and then they tithed off the tithes to Aaron and his sons. Now to me, this answers forever the issue, should preachers tithe? I mean, he gave them specific instructions. Tithes were coming to them, and then he said, you are to tithe of the tithes to Aaron and his sons, the priesthood. Yeah. Bring that to the house of God there. So we see instruction and precedent here. Let's go over to another place. Deuteronomy. It begins here in the 12th chapter. I don't know that we'll take time to read all of this. Let's skip on down to the 14th chapter for time's sake. Now, we're talking about a scriptural precedent and instruction. One thing we see, let's talk about what we know. All the tithe, bring it into the storehouse so that there may be meat or provision in my house. We know that's right. And we see here all the tithes were given to the Levites. And then they tithed off of that to the priest. And that's just part of it. We hadn't talked about all the other offerings they got. You saw the list, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. They must have been very, very wealthy. And don't get concerned, because I'm not going to tell you that all the tithes are supposed to come to us.
Amen.
Everybody just relax. But do we see scriptural precedent for tithes going to ministers?
Yes.
We do. Now here in Deuteronomy 14:22, you shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that the field brings forth year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. Now, if I had time to read it, you'll see that phrase, I don't know how many times, in the place where he shall choose. You see that numerous times in connection with the tithe. The tithe of your corn, your wine, your oil, the firstlings. Now, notice this. They got to eat their tithe in the place he chose for them to put it. Well, you know, that's happening right now. Right? A lot of you have put tithes into this church and you eat here. Do you see that? And one of the central purposes to bring all the tithes into the house is that there may be meat or food in my house. And in this spiritual New Testament, the emphasis is not on the natural, it's on the spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the Lord feeds us here. I get fed here. Right? If anything good comes through me or Phyllis or whoever, you know, we shouldn't try to take credit for it. You can't figure out and come up with this kind of thing on your words and truth that comes right through and goes into your heart and feeds your spirit and clears your mind of junk. That's not man's words. That's God's words. That's the anointing. How many glad we got a place where we can come together? Well, one big reason why this place is here and will continue to be here is the tithes of the Lord. Right? And other places. Now keep on reading. Verse 27. And the Levite that is within your gates. Now who's the Levite? Now the Levite, now there were Levites that studied and knew the word and did things, but the Levites were not just preachers. They were workers. Right? But they were workers in the holy things. They literally hauled stuff. It was the tabernacle. They packed it up and they carried it and they unpacked it and they set it up and they took the ashes out. They kept the fires burning. Right? This is not preaching. I don't think there's been enough emphasis on the so-called natural side of church and ministry. So many people, when they think of ministry, they think of preaching and praying and prophesying. And I'm up here preaching and teaching this morning, but do you know how much labor has already gone on before you see my face this morning? How much? I mean, people are working on the electrical and they're working on the sound and they're cleaning and they're working out in the parking lot. And is that insignificant? Is that much less important than anything that happens in the service? Because if that hadn't happened, this wouldn't happen. Right? And see, people divide it and they say, well, you know, that's just kind of the lesser things. I don't believe God sees it that way. He sees it the same. It's the same. I want us to get our minds renewed to this. Right? And that's all the more reason why everybody in the church ought to be doing something. Right? In the ministry of the Lord. In the work of the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Tithe, the Holy Portion, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102E. That's R1102E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.